Coffee Conversations with Cinti is brought to you by influencer marketing specialists, The Salt, inspiring positive brand conversations.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous edition of Coffee Conversations with Cinti. This is what we do. Every week we sit around in the studio and we have a frank and interesting discussion on all things influencer marketing. And this week is no exception. I've got a special guest in the studio. She is Divisional Client Services Head for Webfluential South Africa. Ma'am, please introduce yourself to our audience.
Hi, Cinti. This is Janae. I've been lucky to be a part of the Webfluential team working under the Infinity Group since June 2018.
Oh, okay. So you're quite fresh and new.
Fresh and new.
Fresh and new is exciting. Who is Webfluential and who is Webfluential South Africa? Because I understand there is like a defining line between the two.
So Webfluential is a tech company that developed the technology that we use to sell to our clients, and the technology we use to collaborate with brands and influencers.
Okay.
Webfluential South Africa falls under the Infinity Group, and what we do is we really assist Webfluential with having a client service side. So,
all right.
Assisting brands with their daily needs, collaborations, and execution mostly.
Okay. How is tech an integral part of that whole influencer marketing space in your view?
So we find that a lot of brands will still try and collaborate purely with themselves, directly with influencers. And what we bring to the party is that we're able to collaborate brands and influencers, but make sure that the right collaborations are happening.
Yeah.
So if a brand is trying to reach a female audience aged 25 to 30, we are able to, through the use of our technology, to make sure that we give that to the client and choose the right people and not choose an influencer for the client based on who they are and if they think they're a good fit for the brand,
but
truly proving that the influencer is a good fit for that specific brand.
Okay.
We are one of 16 people in the world that have the technology. The license to the license to this technology.
All right.
To allow us to do these collaborations and make sure that our clients are essentially reaching organically the correct target market that they're trying to reach.
All right. So are you taking a lot of heavy lifting off of the client's back through this technology?
Exactly. Yeah. So we find that there's no more room for clients to make these mistakes anymore because these mistakes are quite costly.
Okay, yeah.
And so, number
one, guessing and thinking maybe this is the right fit, and then after the campaign you find out it's not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or they think that if they don't do it correctly, they think that influencer marketing doesn't work.
Okay,
when
yeah.
essentially influencer marketing does work, we just need to make sure that we do it correctly and that we choose the right people for the client.
Yeah.
And that the client is able to reach organically the target market they're trying to reach, and then obviously from a boosting perspective we make sure that we do that for them too, and just make sure that any content that we're boosting is seen by the right eyeballs. Assisting us with not only good reach on campaigns but also really great engagement.
Okay. In your experience, is there growth in the space? Are you seeing a growth in terms of demand for your services?
So I see that a lot of brands are collaborating with influencers more often.
All right.
I see that the need for collaboration is changing. So no longer is it just we want to connect a specific brand with an influencer.
Okay.
But we also find that brands are using influencers for cool content. So a lot of brands are stuck in this rut of having the same sort of creative content on their pages, and you know, you're looking at an average brand page having a less than 1% engagement rate on their own brand pages.
Yeah.
So what we do is we really assist the guys with some really cool content, so linking them with the right influencers, assisting them with the briefs, taking, you know, the pressure off of the client and simply providing them with a really amazing content that they can then repurpose onto their own branded pages, making their branded pages cool and fresh and relatable to the audiences.
So you would say you are streamlining the operational side for the client, but also giving them more more bang for their buck, obviously, because that's important.
Yes. Yeah. So we find that clients that do try and do this by themselves, often they don't understand how much time goes into it. We've got an execution team that deals with these influencers on a daily basis.
Okay.
So
you've got a purely dedicated team that does this.
Yes. So all right. So they're the ones that are in collaboration with these guys all day, every day. They also understand the do's and don'ts. So, okay. For example, when you're dealing with a photographer, it's not as simple as just collaborating with a photographer.
Yeah.
But that you can actually use a photographer that will go and shoot fresh content for you and not simply use images from his photo bank.
All
and
right.
So that's yeah. learnings that our execution team, we refer to it as school fees, have gone through. And
okay.
Where a brand might want to collaborate with someone and not understand that, oh, their fee might be for, you know, footage from their, from their bank.
Yeah.
So yeah, all these learnings are things that we've done on our side, and we're able to take that away from the client, that they don't need to pay the school fees themselves.
All right. How big is your database?
So we currently have over 28,000 influencers registered on the database.
Okay.
And this number is growing daily because our execution team is also constantly reaching out to these influencers.
All right.
You can understand that the influencers that were relevant 2 years ago are not the influencers that are relevant today. And so we need to constantly be growing our database.
Okay.
And so we find that of the 28,000, currently about 10,000 are South African.
Okay.
And that's great because although we're Webfluential South Africa, we're able to assist clients with running collaborations outside of the country.
Okay. So have you done any exciting campaigns with clients in the region and maybe internationally?
Yes. So we're currently running a campaign in the USA, actually, for a South African
okay.
brand.
All right. That's huge.
And we actually just launched one in Botswana, too.
Yeah.
So those are the two most recent ones. And
yeah.
It's really exciting because the content that you get there is so different, and you find that these influencers, especially in Africa, are so happy to collaborate with brands.
Yeah.
I mean, the content is just so fresh. The brand is really getting some amazing content from those campaigns.
I'm seeing a huge opportunity there. Say I'm a brand and I want to start operations in Ghana. So using your platform automatically means I'm connecting with the right audience from the outset. So I'm spending less time looking for clients, I'm spending less money looking for clients, and I'm getting the results that I want.
Exactly.
So would you say that brands should always continue to have this sort of service as you bring to the table?
Yes, I feel that, you know, influencer marketing can bring so much to a brand, whether
yeah.
it be finding out if there's a need for your brand in a market before you actually
even go there. At the feasibility study stage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or whether you simply want cool content, or whether you actually want to drive education.
Yeah.
Whatever your need may be to get people speaking about your brand,
yeah.
We're able to personalize those briefs for the client, and we assist them with that.
All right. Speaking of education, there's got a lot of fancy marketing words that float around in the market. Can you break down the difference between a mid-tier influencer and a macro influencer, especially in the South African context?
So when I see my clients, I'll always say to them, I see a lot of value for South African clients in the mid-tier space. So
Okay. Your
mid-tier influencer is someone that's, you know, recently grown a nice platform for themselves, whether it be on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter,
all right.
whatever they're popular on. You know, they're definitely not as much as like 500,000 followers. So
yeah.
anywhere from, you know, 5,000 to a couple hundred thousand, you know, we refer to them as a mid-tier influencer. They're not...
All right.
You know, and it doesn't have to be a super celebrity at that stage. It could literally be a mommy blogger that's built up this massive following for herself.
All right.
Where your macro guys are, when you're looking at South Africa's stats, there are only 68 guys in South Africa that have an audience of more than 500,000.
Okay.
And only 26 of them have an audience of more than 1,000,000. So when you're looking at those stats, a brand needs to understand that the macro influencers are guys that can literally ask anything in terms
yeah.
of finances, so it's a very, very unregulated industry still.
Okay.
So on that point, our platform does assist with that. You know, it will give them a guideline of, you know, what are people charging that have your amount of following.
Okay. All right.
So when you're going macro, because there's so few of them, it's very unregulated and these guys can charge whatever they want to charge. But at the same time, there's a lot less authenticity that goes with it. So if you're not going to pay this guy his 100,000 for a post, the next brand will. And at the same time, if he posts about your brand today, he may post about a competitor brand tomorrow. Where if you're playing in this mid-tier space and you choose your influencer correctly, you'd find that there's a lot more loyalty in that space. So you find someone that's potentially an actual user of your brand versus just posting about your brand because they're getting paid to do so.
And then at the bottom of the barrel, as an influencer, how many followers am I to have to be able to register on your platform?
So the platform currently asks you to have at least 1,000 influence followings on your
across
page,
all your channels.
Across your channels. Actually, it's on either Twitter or on Instagram. But what we do is there's a little comment section at the bottom for you to be able to just say, look, I'm trying to grow my database organically, and I'm hoping to do so in the next couple months, so please, you know, allow me to be on your platform. Our tech team will then go accept your profile. The reason we do this is because we don't want to force influencers to go and buy followers. We want to assist you with growing your platform and by having you collaborate with brands.
Don't only do matchmaking, but you also help the influencers to grow.
Exactly. All because the minute a brand repurposes a piece of content from an influencer, that influencer gets credit for it on the brand's page. So, you know, brands have a huge followings on their pages sometimes. And so you'll see that the influencers get a lot of it out of it too. It's not just a one-way relationship.
And how do you build this quality database? Because now I was thinking of my 1,000 followers and thinking, oh, this is interesting. I could quickly jump onto this. How do you build this?
So I think the most important thing for an influencer is to have an interest and to get across organically what that interest is. So if your interest is coffee, you absolutely love coffee.
Thank you.
Find different ways to speak about coffee, whether it be the beans.
Nothing outside of my comfort zone.
Exactly. Whether it be the occasions that you're having a cup of coffee, whether it be the way that you like different types of coffees, whether it be different coffee brands or different coffee shops. Whatever your interest is, make sure that you as an influencer are able to bring that across. And I think in terms of collaboration, it's always good to have a variety of interests. One interest. So, for example,
As a human being, it's impossible to just be one faceted, isn't it?
You might be an animal lover. Yeah. You might be a fashion lover. You might love being outdoors.
Yeah.
You might love hanging with your friends on a weekend.
Yeah. And
so if your profile is able to give me a look into your life versus a selfie every day, I'm able to actually connect brands with you because I can see how your life, what do you do in your daily life. And so I can see which brands are a natural fit for what you usually do. But if you're
scientific, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Because if you're simply just posting a selfie every day, how do I connect a brand with you? How do I now get you to speak about a coffee brand if you've never ever said that you like coffee?
You hear that, people? You can get paid just to be fabulous and awesome. Are you happy with your penetration of the market so far?
So at the moment, our database of influencers, we cover 86% of South Africa's digitally active population.
Okay, that's huge. That's,
so what that means is, as long as I know who my clients are trying to talk to as a target audience, I can assist them with finding the right influencers to do so. So yes, this database is growing daily, and we just need to keep doing that and keep making sure that we get the new current guys registered on the system. Because like we mentioned, the guys that were relevant 2 years ago aren't relevant today. And at the same time, we've got this new generation, Gen Z, coming into play on the social media space. And we need to start registering people that are relevant to them. And the guys that were relevant 2 years ago are not relevant to Gen Z today.
Do all the name brands know about Wefluential South Africa?
So I think we've got a big task ahead of us to ensure that we grow our client database.
Yeah.
I think Webfluential is definitely one of the leading social media platforms in terms of collaboration.
Is there any competition at all?
So there are.
In the local and regional markets?
There are. We won't name bash, but there definitely are a few.
All right.
But we find that their execution processes, their reporting processes, their vetting processes, from a technology perspective, is not nearly what Webfluential can offer.
Okay.
And so from speaking to clients and seeing clients, I can talk from experience that, you know, they'll come to me with what their problems were with dealing with other companies, and we already have the tech to be able to assist them in what those downfalls are.
All right.
So even if you think of like a reporting perspective, we offer live reporting, and there's no other agency or influencer marketing platform that can do that for you, that you can see at any given moment in time in your campaign who's posted, what have they posted, how is that post performing, what is working for this brand? Is Instagram working better than Twitter? Is Twitter working better than Facebook? And so at a click of a button, our clients are able to see what is working for them.
Yeah, and so obviously they can track their spend versus what's happening on the ground.
Exactly.
And that's quite important.
And, you know, what their reach is, what their engagement is.
Yeah.
And at the end of the campaign, I'm able to sit and compare for them, right, what did you sign off with me, and what did we deliver to you?
Okay.
And if you're doing that whole vetting process at the beginning of a campaign correctly, that's the main collaboration with your client, is making sure that they're happy with who you're choosing.
Exactly.
If you're doing that correctly and you're making sure that you've vetted the audience and you're reaching the right audiences, there's no ways that your engagement will not climb alongside your reach.
All right. Do you find that despite how awesome your product and your brand is, you still find clients that say, you know what, we can do this on our own?
Yes, this actually happened this morning. Yes, so I do deal with this on a daily basis. It is just one of those things that, you know, clients feel that they can do it themselves. And, I mean, I've got countless examples where agencies try and do it themselves, and then it comes to the reporting, and they're like, oh, we need your help, can you please assist us? Because they don't have the technology.
And that's
to
another $10,000 later, I guess.
Exactly, and then you may have chosen the wrong people to begin with. And then also, we have people that, some clients do choose amazing influencers, and I can't find fault with their strategies.
All right.
But at the same time, I still try and say to the client, let me just come and sit with you, because. You know, you might not be making any mistakes now, but if I'm able to highlight to you what potential mistakes you could make, that opens the door for a collaboration between myself and the clients in the future.
Yeah.
That the more we deal with fake followers and bored followers, you know, in South Africa it might not be the biggest problem yet, but give it a couple of years when people see how easy it is to buy fake followers, then brands are going to need our tool to vet these audiences to make sure that they're not making any mistakes in the future.
Closely tied to that, what do you say is the biggest thing or advantage of having a dedicated team that solely spends its whole day? You spoke about a whole team looking at those things for hours on end. What is the biggest advantage for the client?
So I think the biggest advantage for the client is that you're not going to make that mistake on your end. Number one, when it comes to choosing the influencers for you, you know that we're recommending the right people for your brand.
Yeah.
When it comes to execution side and we're running with your campaign, clients underestimate the amount of time that it takes to collaborate with influencers.
Yeah.
You're looking at a situation. Looking at a situation where it sometimes takes you 5 days to get a guy's Twitter page linked to to the platform. And, you know, that's just something that a client won't have the patience for. So we, number one, take that stress away from the client.
All right.
But apart from that, our execution team is the experts in what they do. So they understand, for example, a chef. A chef is not just, you know, when they charge you, they don't just simply charge you for posting like a normal influencer does.
All right.
A chef has different aspects to how they cost. They will charge you for whether it be photography, or they might charge you for recipe development. And these are all mistakes that you as a client can make if you simply think, oh, I'm going to collaborate with this influencer.
Yeah.
You get a quote from them and you think that's the fee, but then once you've approved them and signed off an agreement with them, they come back and say, oh, you wanted me to develop recipes, this is the actual fee. So these are all mistakes that we can help clients prevent.
Yeah. All right. And do you think influencer marketing is growing, specifically in South Africa?
I think influencer marketing is growing, and I think it will continue to grow, which is why I think it's so important that a platform is there to regulate what's happening.
Yeah.
In terms of costings, in terms of making sure that influencers understand that they shouldn't be buying fake followers, because you know it can be traced.
Yeah.
But I think the main reason it will grow is because we're looking at the generation Gen Z coming up.
Okay.
And that's
opening up a whole nother market for brands.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
And I mean, I read some stats last week where it said, you know, an average Gen Z person would read up anywhere between 7 to 10 reviews on a brand before they make a purchase on a brand.
All right.
We need to understand that this is a generation that could easily spend 10 hours a day on their phones.
Okay.
And people listen to people at the end of the day. And so if you're not using influencers to speak about your brand and in a positive way, so that those 7 to 10 reviews that they're looking at is about your brand and it's positive about your brand, you might be missing a massive opportunity. It's very important for brands to have their own branded opinions and marketing pages and all of that.
Yeah.
But essentially, people listen to people.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and that's not going to stop. As a matter of fact, it's just going to keep growing as Gen Z gets more and more developed in their phone usage. And we actually find that Instagram is one of the main platforms where Gen Z connects with brands.
All right.
So it's really important for brands to be on Instagram, because funny, we're still in this space where when I see clients, they'll say, oh, they have a Facebook page, but they don't have an Instagram page.
Okay.
So that's really important for clients to also understand how important the different influencer channels are.
Oh, yeah.
If you're trying to reach an older audience, you know, Facebook is the channel for you 100%.
Of course, I feel older.
Because 10 years ago, Facebook was the in thing.
Yeah.
But we're sitting in a situation now where Gen Z is not on Facebook because their parents are. So they're finding a different platform.
Exactly,
So if they're on Instagram, brands need to make sure that they're on Instagram, and brands need to make sure that people are speaking about their brands on Instagram.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to our guests. Thank you so much for joining us, Jhené. And I hear you're a dog person.
Yes.
So maybe let's go out into the coffee bar, have a coffee, and discuss dogs.